Hello, fellow followers of 42. Today's topic, we will be covering the number 42 and its significance to human culture. Also, we will be covering why we changed the name of the podcast from Conspiracy Bunker to the Followers of 42. Let's get right on into it. But before we do that, I would like to say that today's sponsor is Anchor.fm. Let's tune in for an ad. So, in today's podcast, the first topic I would like to discuss is the change of the podcast's name from Conspiracy Bunker to the Followers of 42. So, let's answer your biggest question. Why the change? Well, my whole life, I have been very interested in how the universe works, not only in the ways of science, but in the perspectives of philosophy and religion, and believe it or not, pop culture. Really, just anything that humans have worked, well, not humans, but anything that any intelligent consciousness has worked on. Kind of forgot what I was talking about. I know I'm talking about the name change, but I forgot where I was going with that. Anyways, basically, I've really been into that kind of stuff, so I figured, why not make a podcast talking about that stuff? Like, I'm really into conspiracy theories too, don't get me wrong, but this just seems more important to me and who I am. It's one of my biggest passions, is the open discussion and different, seeing the different perspectives of reality from different people. So that's what the channel's really going to be about. Doesn't explain the name change, huh? Well, to explain the name change, let's move on to another topic. Let's go. Oh, and one quick thing I want to touch up on before we switch up topics so that you understand the whole name of the channel and everything like that. One thing I want to talk about, well, not channel, but podcast. One thing I want to talk about is how I will be running this podcast. And you kind of should have already noticed a little bit about it. I am not one really for scripts. I'm one for the open, right there, thoughts that you will have coming to your head. You know, I'm about, like, speaking freely and from the mind and heart and in that moment. So, how I will most likely run these podcasts is keep the scripting to a minimum, only really doing topic points to kind of keep me on the direction I need to be going. But other than that, it will be mostly free speak. So I am sorry if there's any stuttering or ums or anything like that. I have anxiety. It will be worked through. So, yeah, I just figured I would let you guys know that's what I'm going to do. And if we ever have guests on, it will be the same thing. Bulletin topic points to talk about. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to touch up on about. Let's move on to the next topic now. So, let's talk about today's topic, which is going to explain the name change of the podcast a whole lot better than I can. So, today's topic is the significance of the number 42 and its origins stemming from pop culture. Alrighty, so let's talk about the origins first. That way we can really, so you really get to understand why 42 is such a significant number. Now, before I go into this, I will say I take a lot of my ideologies from a mixture of everything in the world that includes pop culture, religion, science, philosophy, everything like that. So I figured I would just state that before we go into the origin of the meaning behind the number 42. Or at least the specific meaning of the number, or of the specific meaning behind the number 42. So, 42. I don't know if you guys have ever watched the movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or read the book if you are more of a reader. But in the story, basically, there is an advanced race of peoples, and they decided to build a giant supercomputer that could figure out the answer to life, the universe, and everything. And after millennia of work put into this computer, they finally turn it on and ask the question, what is the answer to life, the universe, and everything? And the response that the computer outputs is a simple two-digit number, 42. Now, obviously, this race of peoples were very let down, you could say, by this answer. So they kind of just shrugged it off and went on their own. But if they would have looked deeper, I bet you they would have came to the same conclusion that me and a lot of other people have come to. And so if you think about it this way, they asked a computer that question, the question of what is the answer to life, the universe, and everything, right? They asked a computer that. Since computers run on programming languages, it's going to output a response that is based upon its programming language. So, what programming language uses numbers as a way to transmit code? Not as a way to really transmit values, but the whole code itself. What programming language does that? Well, I shall give you one. ASCII, ASCII, is the easiest way to say it. In ASCII, 42 is the numerical designation for an asterisk. If you don't know what an asterisk is, it's on your keyboard, you know, the little star symbol? That's an asterisk. So, in ASCII, the number 42 translates to an asterisk. And in ASCII, an asterisk means anything you want it to mean. So, they asked a computer, what is the answer to life, the universe, and everything? And the only logical response it could produce was the number 42, which is basically simplifying saying whatever you want it to be. So the answer to life, the universe, and everything is whatever you want it to be. Now, that was probably a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo that you didn't really understand, but my brain just runs wild. So I kind of try and corral the thoughts, and yeah, I gotta put them together yourself. I'm sorry about that one. This is an IKEA podcast, not a Walmart podcast. Sorry. Anyways, all jokes aside, you can see how that is a very optimistic way of looking at how reality works. it's basically saying that you are the controller of your own fate, and everything that happens to you is a product of something that you have done to make that happen to you in one way or another. So, as you can see, that's really a completely different mindset than what most spiritualist or, okay, not spiritualist, but more that most organized religions and governments, it's a complete opposite ideology from them. They want you to follow certain rules and aspects to reach a certain fate predestined for everyone. But if you go along with the beliefs that 42 really is the answer, then that opens you up to a whole new set of possibilities. Because not only are you subject to predestination and predetermined fates when you're under a oppressive system like the others. I lost my train of thought. Anyways, oppressive system where you have to deal with predestination and predetermined fate versus the ideology of 42, which is basically say, fuck the laws of everything, spiritual or otherwise. I'm gonna do me, be me, and live my life the way I want to live it. Which really could provide a large morale boost in our population if we could get the majority of our population to believe that. But anyways, that whole section was basically explaining the significance behind the number 42 and what its pop culture definition comes from. So now, in the next segment, we are going to talk about my personal beliefs on this topic. I'll see you there. Alrighty, everyone, in this section of the podcast, I will be discussing my personal ideas and thoughts upon the 42 philosophy. That's what I'm going to call it, is the 42 philosophy. So, I'm going to express my beliefs on that philosophical system. And then I also want to talk about how pop culture actually has a pretty significant impact on people's ideologies. So, let's get into that. First things first, my personal beliefs on 42. Now, honestly, 100% agree with it. And there's a few reasons why I agree with the philosophy of 42. First of all, I was raised in a very freedom-based house. We were allowed to really research or, you know, look up anything we were really interested or curious in. And me, as a weird kid, I was interested in religions because after I had left the organized Christian church at a very young age, and actually it was an offset of the Christian church that's really more like a cult if you ask me, but after I had, what's the word I'm looking for? Shed? After I had shed my bindings to that religious organization, I had started to research other different ideologies, beliefs, and everything like that because I really did not at all agree with anything that the Circle G Cowboy Church was trying to enforce upon me and my fellow townspeople. That's the word, right? Yeah, townspeople. Anyways, so I started researching all sorts of different ideologies, philosophies, different religions, just different ways to look at the world. I started looking into quantum science and everything like that. And so that opened me up to a lot of stuff. And one of the things that really kind of, not cements, but fortifies my belief in the philosophy of 42 is something called the law of attraction. Now, I don't know if you've heard what the law of attraction is, but it's basically karma is another way to put it. I mean, it's two completely separate things, but they're similar enough that it's easy to explain one off of the other. So the law of attraction basically says whatever energy you put forth, like whatever you're looking for, if you put enough energy and belief into what you're looking for, it should come to you. So say you're looking for a pay raise and you really believe, and you just keep sitting there and you're believing every second of every day that you will get that pay raise, it is more likely to happen. It goes vice versa. If you are really, really believing something bad's going to happen, something bad will most likely happen. And so that's the reason I say that it can be explained off of karma, is because karma, what you send out comes back to you threefold, at least in the Wiccan karmic laws. So if you send out good, it comes back to you three times better. If you send out bad, it comes back three times worse. So yeah. But basically, that law of attraction, all it's saying is what you believe is what is true, or what will become true. And I knew people, like my mom. My mom was an avid believer in the law of attraction, and it honestly, I swear to God, worked for her. I don't know how, but that woman makes insane amounts of money when we used to live in a trailer park, in a rundown, ratty trailer. So, I mean, the law of attraction worked for her, so that kind of showed me that belief has some power towards it. Now, I'm not going to go into all of the reasons I believe in the philosophy of 42, but basically my whole spin on it is that belief powers reality, and the more belief poured into an idea, the stronger that idea becomes and the more likely it is to become real. Now, I will be going further in this subject in a later episode when I'm divulging, you know, it's a special episode. You'll see. I'm not even going to explain it. But yeah, I'll get to all of that in greater detail in a later episode. I just wanted to kind of show you guys what my opinions are upon that philosophy. Now, the next topic is how pop culture can actually heavily impact humanity's ideologies. So, the base way of putting this is, everyone likes TV, right? Well, not everyone, but most people like TV, right? You sit there, and if you believe in certain things, you're more likely to watch stuff that goes along with those beliefs. So say you're a Christian, and you're watching The Passion of the Christ, right? Now, what happened in The Passion of the Christ might not have actually been the exact occurrence in real life. But because it's such a popular Christian movie, Christians take it word for word. And because of that popularity, in them taking it word for word, because of the popularity, what that does is it changes their ideology. So basically, it changes what happened in history. is in real life, this, it may have happened this way, but after hundreds of years of telling the story and it getting diluted and changed, now it's happened a completely other way. But so many people believe in it happening that way that that's the belief that gets passed on. And so you can see how pop culture can heavily impact different religious and spiritualistic beliefs. Now, for me, the way that it has impacted me is I see not only pop culture, but I look at everything. All of the different spectrums of how you could understand the universe. And I see these threads, these connections, these things that are exactly the same but masked differently in all those different subjects. And I weave it together to try and find the truths, because the things that are shared amongst each other are more likely to be true. At least that's logical thinking, right? Give me a second. I need a second to breathe and remember what I was saying. Logical thinking. Fuck. Oh, pop culture. Pop culture. So, basically, how pop culture has affected my ideologies is, I'll give you a really good example besides that 42 example, because the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, that was a good example. But another good example is, if you've ever played the video game franchise Assassin's Creed, then this line you should know by heart. It's, wow, I should know this by heart. So sorry for blanking. I feel like a jackass now, but, nothing is true, everything is permitted. That line from the Assassin's Creed franchise, I have actually meditated upon that line a lot, and you can derive a whole bunch of different meanings from it. But the meaning I like to derive from it is nothing is true because everything is permitted. So if belief powers reality, that means anything is possible as long as there's enough belief poured into it. And because anything and everything is possible, that means there's no such thing as true or false. So nothing can technically be true. So I love that line in that game, and you can really get a sort of philosophical ideology out of it, because if nothing is true, then you don't have to take everything at face value that someone tells you. And if everything is permitted, that means that no matter what your dream is, what your ultimate career goal or life goal is, you should feasibly be able to reach it. Even if it's living on Mars or something completely stupid like that. If over half of the world's population believed that you were going to end up on Mars, you'd most likely end up on Mars. So, I don't know if any of that rambling made sense, and I don't know if you guys like this type of free thought topic show, but I would love for some feedback if you would love to give me any sort of message about future topics or how I could structure the show to make it more enjoyable or stuff like that. Just go ahead and shoot me a message. I think that's all I really have time to cover today. This is going to be sort of a shorter episode because it's the middle of the night and I was bored and just wanted to do an episode. So, yeah, if you like this type of content, or if you don't, leave some feedback, any sort of feedback to help me improve my channel, or podcast, I mean, would be fantastic. Like, honestly, you would be loved. I don't have much more to say, so I'm gonna just go ahead and roll on over to the outro now. So sadly, that is all for today's episode of The Followers of 42. If you liked today's content and would like to hear more, please come back for further episodes. We should be releasing either daily or weekly. The schedule will be announced later on. If you have any sort of topics to suggest or anything like that, you are on the anchor.fm app. In the lower left-hand corner, there is a messaging button. Press that. Shoot me some feedback or ideas for future topics. Really, I don't have much else to say. But if you would like to get a hold of me in another way, say you're not on anchor.fm, you can contact me at my email, animushack@pm.me. That is spelt capital A, lowercase N-I-M-U-S, underscore capital H, lowercase A-C-K, at symbol PM, as in Mike, period, ME, as in Mike Echo. Alrighty, so this episode has been fun to work on. I hope y'all enjoyed it, and I will see you either next week or tomorrow. Who knows? Y'all have a great day/night, and I will catch you later.